With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A new pope is elected as head of the Roman Catholic Church.
The crowd cheered in St. Peter's Square as the new pope was introduced to the world. 69-year-old Cardinal Robert Prevost, Pope Leo XIV, an American who's also a Peruvian citizen. His first words as pope:
La pace sia con tutti voi.
Peace be with you all. Pope Leo is the first American pope. He's a Chicago native who the late Pope Francis had brought to the Vatican in 2023 to serve as the powerful head of the office that vets bishop nominations from around the world. In January, he was elevated into the senior ranks of cardinals. I'm Donna Warder.
The United States and the United Kingdom reach a trade agreement following President Trump's worldwide tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clexton has more.
Speaking from the Oval Office, the president said he agreed to cut tariffs on UK autos, steel, and aluminum. In return, Britain will buy more American beef and streamline its customs process for U.S. goods.
This is now turning out, I think, really to be a great deal for both countries.
British Prime Minister Starmer, who joined the announcement by phone, agreed that the deal will boost trade between and across the two countries. Final details are being written and will be finished in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump calling for a 30-day ceasefire in the Russia-Ukraine war, and a post on Truth Social. The president said talks with Russia and Ukraine are continuing. He said hopefully an acceptable ceasefire will be observed and both countries will be held accountable for respecting the sanctity of the direct negotiations. He went on to threaten further sanctions if a ceasefire is not respected. He said a ceasefire must ultimately build towards a peace agreement. This is SRN News. Support for people who pose as the opposite sex in the military is declining.
According to a Gallup poll in 2019, 71% of Americans approved of President Obama's decision to allow people living as the opposite sex to serve openly in the armed forces. But in the intervening 6 years, things have changed. Support for transgenderism in uniform dropped to 66% in 2021, and today it's down to 58%. Meanwhile, the Gallup poll also reveals that nearly 80% of respondents think women should be allowed to serve in combat roles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's supporters are celebrating the Supreme Court's decision to allow the administration to enforce a ban on people with gender dysphoria in the military while legal challenges proceed. The president issued an executive order banning service members from living as the opposite sex, stating such behavior conflicts with the soldier's commitment to an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle. This is SRN News. Markets got a boost on optimism about trade. Seth Sutel has more from New York City.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after the U.S. and the U.K. announced a tentative deal on trade that would lower some tariffs between the two countries. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 254 points. It's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.1%. Stocks also got some help from comments by President Donald Trump. Trump sounded optimistic about trade talks between the U.S. and China coming up over the weekend. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.39%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Bill Gates says he'll donate 99% of his remaining tech fortune to the Gates Foundation. Today, that would be worth an estimated $107 billion. He also announced the foundation will close in the year 2045. More details at srnnews.com.